You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson. And shortly we'll be speaking to Chelsea, who's calling in with a dream. But first up, we've had an email from Katie. Now, Katie said, and I'm reading from her email here, "I've had several dreams recently where things were missing. Each dream was different, so it's not a recurring dream that I'm having, but there's a recurring theme. Is this common and is it significant?" Now, I know we've talked a lot about recurring dreams in previous episodes of this podcast, and recurring dreams are often where you have exactly the same dream each time you have that dream. But a recurring theme is actually quite common. You can look back, like Katie has done, over, say, a few weeks or a few months and say, you know, I've had a lot of different dreams, but they tended to have been around the same kind of theme. And that will happen when there's a theme going in our waking life and our dreams are kind of responding to that. So the thing to do in Katie's dream, for example, the theme she's noticed is that things are missing. That you turn that around and ask yourself a question. So summarize the theme in your dreams and say, the summary is I've been having all these dreams where the thing that they've all got in common is that something is missing. And then turn that into a question about your life and say, in my life, what do I feel has been missing during the time that I've been having these dreams? And usually something in you will say, yeah, I know, I get it. I have had a feeling that there's something missing and it's this, and you name it, and then you go back and look at your dreams and you'll find that that is a key to the interpretation. However, we're going to be doing one in great detail now, and I've no idea what Chelsea's dream is about, but I'm just about to find out. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi, Jane Theresa.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. And have you got a dream all lined up there?
I do. It's one that left a really big impact on me. It's two, actually. And I noticed that there was a recurring theme in this dream, but it wasn't a recurring dream. But the first one I had, it's a little while ago, but it stayed with me, was going up in an elevator. And the second dream was coming down in an elevator. So should I go through the first one?
Yes, let's go up and then we'll come down.
Okay. Well, going up was the good part. I was in a city with a gorgeous view, beautiful surroundings, and basically I was going up in this glass elevator just feeling exhilarated, excited, wonderful, just could see so many things around me, so many beautiful things that I'd wanted to see, and just had this feeling of going up forever to the sky. And it was just a wonderful dream that stayed with me for a long time, because it was probably several months ago now, but the feeling stayed with me. And just briefly, the second dream was just this week. And it was, or last week, it coincided with 9/11, and I had no idea that it was September 11 when I was having the dream, but it was as if I was at the top of the Twin Towers when the buildings were collapsing, but I was in the elevator, and I could see all around outside the elevator as I was in there, and the feeling was just completely letting go and just descending, you know, for as long, you know, as long as, you know, it took. It just was it felt like an eternity, and just that feeling of completely letting go. So I just noticed that I often tend to dream about elevators, and when I do, they really impact strongly on me.
Mm.
And so that's basically it in a nutshell.
Yeah, and that's really interesting about the date too, and really interesting that I introduced the program talking about themes with no idea that you were going to introduce a theme there too.
That's right.
In that second dream, Chelsea, when you said that you were coming down the elevator and it was just like, I think you said it was like letting go for as long as it would take, was that a positive feeling of letting go? Was it like a, oh, look, I'll just let go? Describe a bit more around the feeling of letting go.
Yeah, you'd think it would be completely frightening, but it wasn't totally frightening. It was more as if in my spirit body I was just completely letting go of everything. I don't remember feeling as afraid as I would now when I think back with it using my mind.
Yeah.
At the time, it just felt like it was happening and I was kind of just observing what was going on. So, but I have noticed that last week I went through a period where I was more stressed than usual, and I had been just completely happy and carefree for a few weeks before that. And all of a sudden last week when I had the dream, I was going through a period of I guess, where I was feeling not so great. So I wondered if the two might be connected as well.
Yeah, very much. When you were going through the period of not feeling so great, was that before the dream?
Before, that's right. Just a few days before.
Our dreams do reflect the last day or two, and our dreams are the opportunity for us to review and basically process the last one or two days that we've been through. So in a sense, you had already noticed, you know, you were consciously aware in that couple of days last week that you were feeling maybe a bit down or stressed. Yeah. So you'd already noticed that consciously, and your dreams were running through that and probably adding more information about your unconscious thoughts, which we'll go into in the interpretation. But it's just as common to have a dream to be processing your unconscious feelings of a couple of days with no awareness whatsoever that you're feeling down or whatever. And then you might have the down elevator dream and not be able to relate it to the day or two before until you really think about it. So it's really great that you've already observed a link between how you were feeling in that couple of days and the feeling of letting go in the dream. So that, you know, that's a very positive link. When you were going down in the elevator, Chelsea, was there any view?
Yes, I could see as if, I knew that I was in an elevator, but it was as if there were no walls. So I could see what was happening around me.
And what did you see?
I saw it wasn't as if it would have been. It was as if there was just air. In both dreams, I just had a lot of space around me. So even though the first dream going up, even though it was in the middle of a city, I still had this feeling of expansiveness around me. So the same as the second one. I wasn't sort of enclosed. It was very free, open feeling.
So there was no difference in the view or the feeling about the view, whether you were going up or whether you were going down.
Well, the view was different. The view itself was different, but the feeling of the height of it and the speed of it was sort of the same, if that makes
sense. Yeah, it does. So in what way was the view different going down to how it was going up?
Well, going down, it was chaos. It was as if the building was collapsing around me but not on top of me. So it was just chaos. Everything was just, you know, completely being destroyed, you know, just falling down. It wasn't as if the view was of anything in particular.
I love the way that you said there, because it's the words we use in describing a dream are actually really important. And this is a reason why if you have a dream and there's no one around to tell the dream to, it can be pretty instructive just to tell it to the empty space in the room and record it and listen to the words that you use when you talk a dream, because the words that you use often come from your own unconscious mind and they help the interpretation. And what you actually said there was that in coming down, it was as if everything was falling around about you but not on top of you. And that fits in with you still having the feeling of expansiveness and air and space to breathe. So what I really like about that is it's a direct correlation with, in the dream, it's a direct correlation with how you would have been feeling or processing life in your waking life. So prior to that dream, that last couple of days, you would have been feeling that things were falling around about you, think there was a bit of chaos around you, and that's what you were responding to. And yet, the light, not at the end of the tunnel, but the light at the end of the lift shaft in this case, was that although there was a feeling of chaos, although there was a feeling of chaos around you, you didn't have a feeling of everything being all on top of you.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the kind of way that we often cope with chaos. You know, most people, when there's chaos in their life, it's like, oh, look, it's just all too much for me. It's all falling down on top of me. I can't cope with this. You had a letting go. You had a, look, I can just, and we'll come into what this actually is in more detail in a minute, but you had a feeling of, look, it's all getting a bit much. There's a lot of chaos around here, but if I just let go, if I just let this, you know, and just let it happen, then it's not going to come down on top of me. It's not going to add stress to what I've already got. I'm going to accept that this is what is happening around me, but not on top of me.
And well, that's a good one. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so if I just let myself down, and as I say, we'll come to more about what that actually means. If I just let go and come down and relax, and then that's the way of allowing the chaos without it getting on top of me. Whereas if I stay at the top of the lift where everything's high and everything's just really fantastic and great, with this amount of chaos going around, maybe I can't support that feeling, you know, because when you're at the top of a tower, it's not necessarily the best supported place, as in 9/11, you know. So, yeah. You can only support a lot of things going on in your life when it doesn't feel too chaotic. But the moment there is too much happening, too much chaos around you, what feels like chaos around you, you often can't cope with it at a high up level like that. You've got to come down to ground, get grounded, get practical, let go of certain feelings and just, you know, let things be so that you can then gather the strength to then rise up to the top of the tower again. Does that make sense so far?
It sure does. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Well, we're going to go in deeper. So the first dream where you went up in the elevator,
yes.
and I love the way that you're using the word elevator too, because in Australia, and you're Australian, we often use the word lift rather than elevator.
I know, I thought of that, but, and you know, day to day I probably use the word lift,
yeah.
But it definitely felt like an elevator.
Yeah, and that's a really, you know, that's another important key when you hear yourself tell a dream. So an elevator is not only something that does, in fact, lift you up like a lift does, it may have American connotations because elevator is a more American word. It may be some work you were doing associated with America that gave the feeling or thoughts of I may be doing work with, you know, more worldwide. But I don't think it's that. I'm just throwing that in. It's more the feeling of elevated. I feel elevated rather than lifted up.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. And so when that first dream happened, I think you said that was about a month ago?
It could have been a few months ago. It was a fair while ago. It just feels recent, but it wasn't. Yeah.
And can you relate to something that happened in your life then when you did, either something that actually happened or a feeling within you that made you feel invincible, like I can do this, I can rise up, I can elevate to a different level? Because in the dream there's that feeling of you felt more spacious, you were aware of the space around you, that's like personal space and also potential, but also you really remarked on the view at the top. So it's like I can see clearly now, I feel I can rise up, I can elevate to some new position, and from that position I've got a really clear view of where I've been from, where I want to go, how I want things to be. Was that something that was happening for you a few months ago?
Yes, it would have been. I can't remember exactly what was happening at the time, but roughly it would have been about me taking on a new project and seeing the potential for it, I think, and just feeling good about it.
Any connection to America with elevators there?
Yes, my husband's American and we are going to America in a couple of months' time.
Oh.
So that may well be why I use the word. It's always in my head as well as lift. So that could be why. But I definitely have this feeling of pure joy and excitement.
Mm.
And that's why it stayed with me, because it was such a good dream.
Mm. And what was beautiful was that you could take the feeling from your dream into your waking life and, in a sense, keep yourself elevated and keep yourself in that mind frame and that feeling frame to go about instigating the project that you had created.
Yes,
you could take that energy with you.
That would have been several months ago, I think. Could have been about 4 months ago.
Mm. And then recently, when you felt that there was a lot of chaos going on around you and you had the elevator dream coming down, was the chaos going around you associated with or possibly competing with the energy that you had reserved for your project?
Yes, it was. It was the start of a new project. I'd finished the other one, but this one I felt very excited about initially, and then I felt like the pressure dawned on me and it brought me down to a place where, like you said before, I had to be grounded to do the work that I needed to do to see, you know, see it started, get it off the ground, really.
Mm.
And when I felt that period of stress last week, it was really me coming down from my excited, sort of wonderful place so that I could get grounded and, you know, felt a bit of pressure to start this new project again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that it does make sense.
I really like the idea that in your dream, you already had the wisdom and were able to tap into your own wisdom, that by letting go and coming down, this is a sensible thing to do, because from here, all is going to be well, it's not going to come on top of me. Whereas another person going through a similar situation may have had the feeling of, oh, I'm falling, this is terrible, everything is all falling on top of me. You know, I didn't want to go down, I wanted to go up. I pressed the button in the lift and it went down, I wanted to go up, there's stuff falling, and generally move into chaos and an unhappy ending in the dream, which for that person would indicate that although with their eyes open, they're all systems go, and hey, I'm at the top of the tower and everything's great and I can cope with all this chaos, their unconscious mind would be going, no, you can't. Whereas your dream says your unconscious mind goes, I can go with this. I know what to do now. We let go. We return to base.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a very, very good thing.
Because I definitely had that feeling of, you know, afterwards, I felt more reassured. I felt like I can do this. I can see this new project off the ground. And I can sidestep the stress by trusting and just letting go. So, but I have none of that made sense to me until you said it earlier. So that's great.
It all makes common sense when you actually hear it. Finally, you think, why didn't I see it like that? But the day or two after the dream, after the come down dream, did you notice any change within yourself, even though you didn't fully understand the dream?
Yes, I felt more trusting, like everything would be okay, no matter what. And so that's where I really needed to be, because the stress that was eating away at me last week, I knew it was not going to be productive and it was not necessary. So I do feel less stressed this week. I feel like, you know, if I just let go and trust that this project is for me, you know, where I need to be and I am meant to be doing it, then everything will be okay. So I'm less tense this week. So that's good.
That's fantastic. And I think what we can do with that is from your feedback there and from the way you feel about the tower. And I do want to talk about 9/11 at the end, so don't let me go without doing that.
Okay.
I think we can fit a dream alchemy practice for you with this vision. Now, what a dream alchemy practice is, it means you have the dream, you have the dream interpretation, and at the end of the dream interpretation, you understand yourself better because you've had a glimpse into your unconscious mind and how it's processing the feelings around you. And you look at the symbols that your unconscious mind has chosen. Yours has chosen the elevator and the de-elevator. And then the next step is to say, okay, my dreams reflect how I'm dealing with my life and therefore how my life is turning out. So is there anything that I can do now, and that is a dream alchemy practice, while I'm awake to slightly tweak how my unconscious mind is, how my unconscious beliefs are, to make sure that the results I'm getting in the world are slightly better? Now, usually this works with the kind of dream where, in your case, the elevator was crashing to the ground and the dreamer has lost the plot and everything. And we then have to go in with the dream alchemy practice and say something like, well, let's just imagine the elevator going down and just letting yourself down gently and all the things that you've done in your dream, you know, and give the person that dream alchemy practice so that they can visualize that while they're awake and practice the art of letting go and trusting and getting down to ground and rebuilding again and all of those good things. Now, you've already done that in your dream, but we can always go step further. And so even with a dream with a really positive outcome, we can say, okay, let's create a dream alchemy practice, a visualization in this case, that is going to accelerate all the good things coming out of this. So you painted back for us there a lovely picture of a tower with an elevator that can go right to the top and when necessary can come down. And you use the word trust. I trust that it will take me where I need to be. So I'm getting a picture of this, you standing in the elevator with this endless view, definitely not blocked out, beautiful endless view, but you're not seeing chaos this time. You're seeing everything is beautiful. And you're trusting that the elevator will either take you up or will take you down according to the level that you need to be at to deal with whatever's happening in your life at the moment. So there'll be days when it will take you right up to the top because everything's in place and that's the place where you go and get the vision and the clarity and you can be on the high and you can just make it all happen. And there's other days where you trust that you need to let go of certain aspects of your life or certain beliefs or certain ideas around the projects or certain concepts and come down to ground level and do some practical stuff. And there'll be other days where you trust that the level will be around about the middle, you know, and so on and so forth. So if you, Chelsea, could visualize Every day for the next month, say, and any time when you feel stressed, visualize being in your tower in the lift with a beautiful view, even more beautiful than in the dream, definitely a feeling of expansiveness and all that fresh air, but just that feeling of trust, of I trust that this lift, this elevator, will always make sure that I'm at the level that is best suited to my ideal outcomes, you know, and picture in your mind what those ideal outcomes are, whether it's the project that you want to come to fruition or whether it's something else in your life, and just think, yeah, there's a time and a place, there's a level for everything on different days, and I trust that this lift, this elevator will always have me in the right level. And so you're
sounds good.
Yeah.
So you don't have to link up with good and down with bad. It's just wherever you need to be at the time. Is that right?
That's right. You know, every dream is unique. And another person might come to me with a dream where they're going, and this is why you can't use a dream dictionary. Another person might come to me with a dream and saying, I keep having this dream where I'm going up in the elevator and I feel really good. And then on other days, I have this dream where I come down in the elevator and the feeling of going down is just really like it weighs me down and I just don't feel good. And I wake up feeling really depressed and I have a few days feeling depressed. Now, that person's unconscious mind will be going, I have mood swings. There's days when I feel high and there's days when I feel really depressed and low. And that person's unconscious mind goes, I've got a really good image for this. Let's do a tower with an elevator. And we'll go right to the top when we're on high and we'll go right to the bottom when we're feeling low. Now, I would be able to pick from how that dreamer feels in their dream and also the other details in their dream, I'd be able to go in and ask the questions as I've asked to you and go, yeah, you know, do you suffer from mood swings and deal with that? And in that person's case, the going down of the lift might be so-called bad, you know, well, this is a time for you to acknowledge that certain things are depressing you or your physiological balance is out or whatever the cause may be, and to start to address that, including by using dream alchemy visualization to get the level right. Your dreaming brain also chose a tower and an elevator and going up and going down, but to illustrate something else happening in your life. So that's why you can't go to a bookshop and get a dream dictionary and go, oh, I've got to look this up, elevator, sea lift, you know, or elevator, whatever. You just can't do that. It's all the details in the dream and putting them together. So
thank you, because my first impression was, you know, maybe I am doing the mood swinging, but I can see now that, yeah, it's a bit different.
Do you have mood swings?
Well, I can see that, you know, with the fact that I was feeling good before and then the stress set in last week, that there was an up and down. Mm. But honestly, on the way down, I didn't feel afraid. I didn't feel, you know, I wasn't freaking out. I was letting go.
Yes.
So that is, you know, a bit different.
Letting go is a completely different feeling from depression. You know, there are many causes of depression, but, you know, one cause of depression is not being able to let go.
Yes.
You know, of not being able to cope, not being able to handle, feeling overwhelmed, you know. And so being able, in your dream, you may have felt slightly more grounded than on a day when you're at the top of the tower, but that's not necessarily a mood swing. That's just, hey everyone, I'm in practical mode today. You know, on another day, hey everyone, I'm in inspirational mode today, so look out.
that's great. Thank you.
A pleasure. And I just wanted to talk about the 9/11 because it's, you weren't aware of that in the dream.
I was not aware at all. I was very moved by my dream. And that morning, someone said to me, you know, it's September 11, and went into detail when I was listening to a speaker at a breakfast. And it dawned on me, and I couldn't believe the coincidence, because I've never dreamt about 9/11 before. So it was quite a big coincidence for me.
Okay, there's two things on that. One is that although our dreaming brains produce the most amazingly symbolic and weird and bizarre dreams that seem totally illogical and are created by our right brain or our unconscious mind, you know, so that's why they're out there. Our dreams seem to be incredibly and ridiculously good at getting numbers and dates right. So there may have been a sense where, even though you hadn't dreamt of 9/11 before, because you were doing the coming down the tower and the chaos thing, that in your life, that feeling that, that some part of your brain might have thought, oh, it's, you know, it's near 9/11. Why don't we do the tower for this one? Let's bring in the going down the tower. But I actually don't think that's what it was. That's one possibility. My feeling for that is what you had. You know, you said you were at the breakfast listening to the speaker and you're thinking, oh, wow, what a coincidence. It wasn't a coincidence. That was a synchronicity. So,
yes.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Okay, a coincidence is, oh, those two things just happen to happen at the same time. What a coincidence. They're, of course, they're not related. I just noticed. That's pure chance. Coincidence is absolute chance. No meaning in it whatsoever. Just happened. Yeah. Whereas a synchronicity is when you go through that kind of experience and you actually, some part of you, as it did with you, thinks, ah, oh, this is really weird. Like, that's just actually, maybe it's more than coincidence. It has some kind of meaning associated with it. I should be getting something from this, but I have no idea what it is. And what a synchronicity is it's usually when you have had a dream, whether or not you've remembered it, and one or more things happen the next day or the next several days that resonate with a symbol from your dream. So that's what you got.
Yeah.
All right. And what that is often is when something within you is beginning to move from your unconscious mind into your conscious awareness, you begin to see it and notice it all around you in different forms. It's almost like you teeter on unbelieving territory and go, now, how can this be true? But this is how it tends to work. And so you had the dream of, there are many ways to come down in a tower. That's one way you can look at your dream. And the next morning at the breakfast, you saw the same symbol, or you heard the same symbol around you. When somebody said it was 9/11, you went, oh, yes, wow, that resonates with my dream. But hang on a minute, 9/11 was absolute chaos and you know, terrible and all the other things that you associate with 9/11. But you could be thinking, but in my dream, I dealt with what could have been potentially extremely chaotic for me and extremely distressful and all the things that you associate with 9/11 for yourself, maybe even sabotage, you know? And then contemplate that and work through that. So there was a connection, and a synchronicity is a time to not necessarily put your logical brain on and try to understand it. A synchronicity is a time to go, okay, I'll probably never be able to understand this, but what I do know is that there is a symbol or something from my dream in my waking life. And this means go back to my dream and really look at this a bit more deeply, because this is something really important to me that's just moving into my conscious awareness. So my feeling for you is it's in the past, dealing with chaos or stress might have been more painful for you on a kind of 9/11 scale than it has recently become, and that you're maybe becoming more aware now that there are other ways to handle what may seem like devastating chaos. And there are other ways to handle them, as in terms of letting go and trusting and knowing that whatever happens, there's always potential for rebuilding. How does that sound?
That sounds great, because my goal at the moment is to take on the project, but not have to feel the stress. So that's a positive sign, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And just after the breakfast, I got back to my emails and you'd offered to do this podcast with me. So it was obviously meant to show me something important.
Well, there you go.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Look, Chelsea, thanks for sharing your dream. And I'm glad you got something from it. And I'm sure that many people listening in got a lot from it, not only understanding and getting a few more tips about dream interpretation, but also there's always something to be gained by taking the insight from someone else's dream into your own life. You know, and you've now planted a lovely vision for people of, you know, when things are getting a bit chaotic and a bit too stressful, there's always a feeling of just letting go rather than crashing. And
good one.
Yeah. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, Jane Teresa.
A pleasure. And thanks everyone else for listening to another episode. That was episode 23 of The Dream Show. And you can find out more information about dream interpretation on my website at www.dream.net.au. There's all sorts of things there. You can consult me for an email dream interpretation, for a phone dream interpretation. Or you might be interested in life coaching or in training to become a professional dream analyst yourself. And of course, there are hundreds and hundreds of pages on my website of free self-help resources. So go to the website dream.net.au and enjoy. And join us again next week for episode 24. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you then.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsight. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.